nearly 200 Wisconsin school employees were investigated for sexual misconduct and grooming during a five-year period from 2018 to 2023. That's according to a year-long probe by the Cap Times. It's difficult for the public to know about the investigations because not all of the records are posted online. WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel talked to reporter Danielle Duclos about the Cap Times reporting. Duclos explained why the public doesn't know more about teachers accused of misconduct.
I think it's because no one had asked the question, how often is this happening across Wisconsin? And that's the question the Cap Times set out to answer in its reporting by obtaining public records and reviewing more than 450 license investigations conducted by the Department of Public Instruction. And even then, you know, after reviewing those cases, we were unable to determine the nature of the conduct under investigation for about a fifth of the cases reviewed. So that's about 100 investigations. And so, you know, ultimately, the reporting showed a lack of data and consistent tracking of these behaviors. And so I think that's one of the reasons why this wasn't previously known.
Well, and information is kind of the whole crux of your story, right? The lack of detail available about these cases was startling to me as a reporter. Can you kind of explain what information members of the public can see when an educator gets into trouble?
Yes. So the Department of Public Instruction does have a public online license status lookup where you can search an educator's name and see if they have an active license, if they're currently under investigation, or if they have surrendered their license or had their license revoked by the department. Any other information, such as why an educator lost their license or gave it up, like the circumstances under which that happened, that is not included on that website. So if you wanted to get more details about why that happened or why an educator was investigated, you would have to file an open records request for that investigation file with the department. And so the Cap Times did do that to see how long it would take to get just 10 educator files for specific educators. We filed that request with the department in April, and we didn't get those records until September, so over 4 months later. And just to put that into perspective, the Department of Public Instruction said it's investigating on average about 113 licenses a year. So 10 files is less than 10% of their annual caseload.
You also point out that educators can actually give up their license in Wisconsin, kind of in lieu of a more thorough investigation. Your reporting found that one third of educators just gave up their licenses voluntarily. What did experts say about why that is and what that means?
So the prevention advocates and researchers I spoke with about voluntary surrenders said it's more the transparency around those surrenders that's important, specifically why an educator surrendered their license. And the reason why they said it's important is in case that person tries to work with children again in a non-licensed role. So whether that be a summer camp counselor or private youth sports coach, and right now getting access to the why around an educator's license surrender or why their license was revoked by the state would require you to file an open records request with the Department of Public Instruction. And as the Cap Times experience shows, just to get 10 of those files, we waited over 4 months to get a response.
This reporting is already making changes. I understand that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has weighed in on the issue, and State Rep Amanda Nedweski is drafting legislation to address this. What would legislation on this matter do?
So since Representative Nedweski is drafting those bills, it's unclear without seeing the introduced version exactly how her proposed changes would look in practice. So I'm interested to see when those are introduced, what other lawmakers and stakeholders have to say. But one of the bills she said she is drafting is to prevent educators from being able to voluntarily surrender their education licenses to close a Department of Public Instruction investigation.
That's Danielle Duclos, a reporter at the Cap Times. She looked into Wisconsin's tracking of educators who are investigated for sexual misconduct and grooming. Duclos spoke with WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel.